Hello, everyone, and welcome to the
Whatever it's
show,
called.
whatever the fuck this thing's called.
I'm Riley.
I swore that I wouldn't say fuck that much, and I broke it. Are you happy, Riley? Are you happy?
Am so fucking happy.
Anyway, I'm Era. That's Riley on the other end, and we talk about Doctor Who and all things Doctor Who. We haven't blogged in a while, or we haven't done anything in a while.
We totally did not even talk about like the rest of the season.
We were like, oh,
And
done.
then we watched Last Christmas, and then we never
We
discussed
did. We did on both accounts. But yeah, we didn't do any kind of show for it or anything like that.
No, we didn't. I mostly cried, you mostly cringed.
What, in Last Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't.
Well, I cried because Danny
Oh,
Phantom.
yeah, no, I cried at that part.
Who didn't cry at that part?
Right.
Every Christmas is last
We were like,
Christmas.
oh, it's fucking him. It's fucking him. He can fix it. And then
No,
he screwed up.
I was expecting a pinklet still to pop out.
We don't know. There's multiple timelines, apparently. Apparently, there's more timelines out the asshole that we don't even know about.
Moffat. So we're talking, this is our pre-game, first of our pre-game episodes
Yeah,
before Series 9 starts in August.
it does, which I'm looking forward to, kind of.
Kind of.
Because I love 12. I
But
love
you hate
him.
Clara.
I don't like Clara at all.
Clara, I did like Clara when she was with Matt Smith's doctor,
I
so.
didn't like her then either. I didn't. Well, see, I wasn't a Matt Smith fan. And I
Yeah,
think
I know.
that's where
That's where the problem
the
was,
problem
but
was.
I really like your chemistry with Capaldi, so I'm kind of glad they're getting another season. And it seems like from the behind the scenes photos, which will probably link some
Yeah.
with the
Riley
okay.
will do it. I'll be correct.
I will do it.
She'll, because she looks at him more than I do.
Yes, I do. I
Because
tumble.
I like the element of surprise when it comes to that show.
Well, so she looks as though she's maybe taking an evil streak.
Okay, good. Like, okay. I will take that. I will
She
take
looks
evil power
somewhat murderous.
so that I can get rid of her.
But she's on her motorbike again, so that's good. So maybe actiony. But the behind the scenes photos we've seen so far, which we're gonna talk about a lot about behind the scenes and then a bit about the Lego
Spoilers.
game.
Yeah, and then yeah. And then
And
get
there's
to see.
probably some spoilers. So,
Dun dun dun.
probably don't listen to it if you want
If
to
you don't
go
want to hear any of that
spoilers.
shit, skip it.
Skip it.
You're not gonna hurt our feelings. Well, you might, a little bit, but not a lot.
Probably not.
Nah.
So the first of the many spoilers is we're gonna miss you back.
Well, yeah, we all saw that coming.
When we all saw that coming.
And
It
I
was
like her.
and I think Michelle Gomez was a really good
She
casting
was
choice.
brilliant. However, I wish it was the Ronnie and not the Master.
I don't, because the Ronnie, that episode was absolute shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. However, if you're going to bring somebody back, like you keep
Well,
bringing the Master back.
I think they're trying to, because we're all familiar with the Master.
True.
All the new Who is, for the most part, after John Sims' turn.
Who did a
And
fabulous job at
they also did a fabulous job at it. But I think they're setting up for a female doctor. I think that's actually
it? You mean when Capaldi leaves?
when Capaldi
I
leaves, I
don't
think
want
that's the next,
Capaldi to
like,
ever leave, though, so.
no one wants Capaldi to ever. So when Capaldi eventually dies at the age.
Okay, he's not dying. All right, so you're gonna have to stop right there.
He's eternal.
Exactly, he's eternal. He never dies. He never
He
gets
never dies.
sick.
He never
Oh
gets
shit.
sick, never dies. He never grows old. He pretty much is a vampire.
He is. I mean, have you seen him lately? He's absolutely a vampire.
He's gained weight.
I don't believe that is true. He's incapable.
He's pretty gaunt, though. He's always pretty gaunt, though.
Yeah.
I mean, as someone who's watched him in pretty much every program he's done now. He's always been just, like, a streak of nothing.
Yep.
He's thinner than David Tennant, which...
David Tennant, you specified, during his time as the Doctor, because he was super skinny. Now, not...
He's gotten a dad so bod.
A dad bod, but not in the sense of, dad bod. But, like, dad bod, you know? There's two different kinds.
Yeah, it's, dad bod, not, dad bod.
Yeah.
But he's pretty streak of nothing. And I'm really glad he's bouncing back so quickly after, because one of the things I was worried about was that his mother's death would take a toll on his performance.
Who, Capaldi?
Capaldi's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because always that's going to affect acting, which our deepest sympathies to Peter Capaldi, of course.
Yes.
But
I mean, that affects anybody's
That would affect anyone's line of work.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, he's not letting it affect his performance as a doctor. And you could see that much when they did the 10th anniversary thing at the Doctor Who Experience, where he came out and answered questions as the doctor, and he hung out with special needs kids as the doctor.
Which was incredibly kind of him.
It was incredibly kind of him, because that was out of his personal time.
Oh, absolutely. We were talking about that before, how, like, Tom Baker would go and do that. He'd just go into a hospital, not announced, not, like, you know, just randomly going into hospitals just as a doctor, just to go visit kids. That's just how he was.
And
you didn't really see that since then.
No, and now Capaldi has...
He's bringing it back.
He's bringing that back, and he's been seen at a prolific children's hospice with a bunch of kids who are dying, like finger painting with them.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
So he's a good guy.
And I think when you're a dad, because at the time, the other ones weren't fathers.
None of them. No. Davison was, wasn't he?
I don't know.
I think Georgia was around when Davison was.
No. I mean, New Who wise.
New Who. None of the New Who. Matt Smith's still not a father.
And at the time, Tennant wasn't a dad.
And neither was Eccleston.
And neither was Eccleston.
They are now, but...
Yeah. So, well, not Matt. Not that we know of, at least. Not that
we know of.
So I think it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, this is a new thing. Which you can tell with his interaction of kids, with kids, and how he's carrying the doctor around children. You could tell he's a father, and I think that's a nice little aspect.
Yeah.
But the behind the scenes photos, back on topic.
Topic? Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
What we've seen so far is hipster dad in pajama pants. Peter Capaldi, which I don't get. But okay.
What, the pajama pants?
No, I don't get hipster dad in pajama pants. He's wearing a t-shirt.
It amuses me.
Never seen the doctor. Which, you know.
Yeah, you have. Nine wore a t-shirt.
No, he didn't. He wore a jumper. He wore a sweater.
He also wore a jacket over it. So if he wanted to wear a damn t-shirt, you would have never.
No, but he didn't wear it. He wore a plain t-shirt if he did.
But like.
T-shirt has like a pan logo and it's all torn up and there's pajama pants.
I think you're just jealous of the doctor's style.
Kinda am.
Like, I always love it when he wears that sweater that has like moth holes in it, and it's like,
which is,
you know,
actually
what I'm talking about?
Capaldi's sweater. That's his own sweater. He wore it to a reading and they liked it.
Oh god. And 12 was born.
And we've seen, what else, Osgood.
That's good. Oh, yeah. She's coming back. That comes with a whole storyline, spoiler alert, of the Zygons, which I'm super excited about because I love the Zygons. They're probably my favorite.
I'm just going to say I called it.
You called what, the Zygons?
No, I called...
Osgood?
Osgood coming back and Osgood actually being a Zygon Osgood because there were two Osgoods from Day of the Doctor.
Which one do you think was the Zygon, though? The first one that died or the second one?
I have no idea.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
It's the thing. Although, and that also means that Kate Stewart's coming back, which I'm also equally as excited
And Kate
about.
Stewart's apparently in a good chunk of the season.
I'm glad because I seriously love her so
everyone
much.
Everyone loves Kate Stewart. I kind of hope they get a spinoff.
Right? Wouldn't that be great?
Unit.
That's better than Torchwood? Because that'd be great.
The Unit spinoff would be so good.
Yep.
Oh my god, construction workers are back. No. No.
Ignore them.
It is 10 p.m. No.
They're just thinking about doing things out there.
No.
Okay, so. Okay. Also, something I wanted to cover really quick that I didn't mention before. Something came out, was it today or yesterday, that had Carol Ann Ford, who played Susan with the first
Doctor. Capaldi wants her to come back.
Capaldi wants her to come back, and she's totally down with it. So
she is down to return, so Moffat,
she wants
out.
To come back so bad. And people don't realize, like, I'm losing my train of thought. People don't realize that her and Elizabeth Sladen were about the same age. They're like a year apart, I believe. So, like...
Well, yeah, because Carol Ann Ford was incredibly young when she played Susan.
Well, she was, but then she also wasn't. Like, she was of age when she played Susan. She was 18 when she played her.
Yeah,
but like,
he
would always treat
young.
Her like she was a lot younger.
Well, because she played teenager-ish.
Right. I mean, though, William... What's his face?
Yeah, no, that's... I think that's part of the reason why.
Yeah.
That, and because he was in his 50s.
Yes. So, I really wouldn't mind her coming back at all. Like, if you're going to bring somebody back, and you're making all these references to earlier Doctors, as they did last season, why not?
So we talked about Zygons, we talked about Missy.
Yep.
We talked about... hipster doctor. We talked about Clara. We talked about Osgood. And we talked about Kate. The other thing we've seen is there's a parachute scene.
and can't make this shit up.
And Peter looks so confused.
He usually does.
He's strapped to the parachute and he just looks like, I have no idea what I'm doing. He's like standing on the beach in full doctor garb, just
You know what he's also thinking?
What?
Damn you, Moffat!
But he's like, I'm Doctor Who, so I don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like, I am a doctor.
And then there's also pictures of Peter Capaldi playing on a playground.
It happens.
Which, you know, happens. which I really hope means he's like gonna end up chasing a child angrily around the playground, because that would be hilarious.
I'd watch that. I don't know if you remember, but when that one chick she snuck onto the TARDIS last season, the one they took to the moon or whatever.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, oh, I want her to be the new companion. And like, I was like, how about not? Because I think that'd be the worst thing ever. I'm wondering if they are inching closer to having a child or teenage companion. Not necessarily her, but...
Not necessarily her. And I've been saying for a while, Moffat's, which I know we don't like the poofy hair.
Nope.
Motherfucker.
I don't. You do.
I kind of do. He has his moments where I'm like, God damn it. Yeah. But he's always sort of hinted at, especially because Alex Kingston knows more about River Song's story than any of us. He laid it all out for her, and she knows everything. And she has hinted at that there may be...
Oh my god, are you going to talk about time babies again?
I'm going to talk about time babies.
There is no damn time baby.
There is a time baby somewhere out there.
There is not a time. Well, obviously it has to be Susan's father or mother, whatever.
Does it have to be, though?
Because that was his granddaughter. They never covered it.
I know, but he also had multiple kids.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But see, back then, they also reproduced a different way.
They loomed, yeah.
They loomed, which...
But are we really going to go through the loom topic again? Because it's not canon. It's not specifically show canon.
We don't want to think of the Doctor ever having sex. You might
you
want
don't.
To. You love to, but...
I write...
All it's just not his main
plot every day.
It's just not his prerogative.
It's not his prerogative, but it's Rivers.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
but I don't know. I don't know.
But I do feel like they may be inching towards child companion, which, I mean, I also thought, well, what if Danny and Clara had a child?
In another timeline of the 2,000 bajillion timelines that possibly
that exist in Moffat's head.
Yes.
Yeah. What if he takes that?
Yeah.
Thing. Out.
That or bring Jenny back because she didn't die. Or there's just a bajillion.
But I see. Here's the thing. I don't think Jenny's all that.
I think if they had her regenerate into somebody else that wasn't Georgia Moffat.
Can she even?
Yeah, can she even?
And it's Georgia Tennant now, who is also probably pregnant again. No, I'm not joking. Have you seen photos of her? She looks really pregnant. She legitimately looks pregnant.
Oh, God.
Again, which we've mentioned this before, but if we were married to David Tennant, we'd probably be pregnant all the time, too.
All the time.
All the time. There's so many babies.
But yeah, like, a lot of people are saying that, too, that they really want Jenny to come back. Not even necessarily...
I just never liked Jenny as a character, so I don't care.
Well, I didn't mind her. Like, I thought it was
a bit of a cheap cop-out. It's one
now,
of those...
Now, it wouldn't mean as much as it did then, because that meant there was another person like him, besides the Master.
Because I was going to say, we've already done that plot.
Back then. But,
back then in, like, 2008.
Now, since he decided to change time and the reason why the Doctor was always so miserable, it would hold new meaning.
Eh. I don't know.
Or if she changed to a dude. Like, there could be a bajillion. Why do I keep saying bajillion? But, like, there could be a lot of reasons and stuff.
What I'm more interested in is having a dude companion. I am, really. I think... Because I liked Rory a lot. I really did. And I liked Jack.
Oh, I like Jack,
Mickey.
Too.
Didn't like Mickey.
I didn't mind Mickey. Mickey grew on me.
Mickey grew on you?
He did.
And I wanted Danny and Clara to travel in the TARDIS.
To be a thing? Oh, yeah.
Like, I wanted Danny to be a companion.
But see, my thing is, it seems like every time they introduce a female companion nowadays, they seem to have somebody with them.
Because they're trying to not...
Do you know what I mean, though? Like,
well, they don't want to insinuate the Doctor.
And they don't have to. That's why Donna worked well.
That is why Donna worked well. But the problem is they had Matt Smith. And he had such good chemistry because he and Karen are secretly married. So,
my God. He is married or with Cinderella. Okay.
Yeah.
Person
who's with Cinderella, whose Prince Charming is actually Jenna Coleman's boyfriend.
Dun, dun, dun.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Fun fact.
Small fracking world.
Well, small. There's not many British actors.
No, there's only like six of them, and they rotate.
They rotate and reproduce. Yeah.
So we also wanted to talk about the Lego stuff going on, because many of you don't know, Titan kind of lost their exclusivity to the
Doctor. It wasn't Titan, it was a character builder. which is not a Titan company. It's British. It's like British Mega Bloks.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure.
Titan still has the Doctor Who license. They're producing.
Okay, no. I mean, that was like the only company that was able to have them. There was only a very select few, and now like Funko has it, and all these other places.
Funko has it, and Character Builder lost the license for the building sets. I believe they lost the license. I think you can still buy like the TARDIS and stuff.
Which means that opens up the whole new door to Lego.
And Lego has announced they are releasing a Doctor and the Companions set. It was designed by a fan. It was one of their fan designs.
And it was great looking.
And it's really beautiful looking. And it's supposed to come out just in time for the new season, as I understand. After the new season premieres.
Yes, and then I will have to go and throw my money at people to give me it.
No, oh my god. And I'm gonna guess the price cost. I mean,
probably $40 easy.
$50 probably, because the Ghostbusters set was $50, and I'm gonna guess it's about that size.
Mm-hmm.
That's
if they do that whole thing of what it was scheduled to do. Like if they have like the TARDIS.
They're doing the companions, an old doctor, a new doctor. So it's probably gonna be
four
and. I think they mentioned Tenet, and I'll get to this in a second, and then Rose.
Yeah.
Because, of course, they're going to go with what's showing on, for example, Disney XD has gotten the license to run.
Which still surprises me.
It does surprise me because David Tennant, they want to familiarize their market with David Tennant because he's doing that Marvel show.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That which is why they only have the license for the David Tennant era.
Which still sounds really stupid.
It does, and I'm kind of hoping this opens the door, though, for them to get the license. Because this is for the first time, besides the occasional PBS screening, which is varied from state to state. I mean, my state shows it occasionally on Saturdays at, like, 11 p.m.
And mine doesn't show it whatsoever.
So, this is the first basic cable station, because it's for the most part basic cable.
Mm-hmm. It used to be a paid channel. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Disney used to be a paid channel way back when.
No, now it's standard package. It's for the most part standard package. I mean, I know people who have it as standard package, and then I personally, it's part of my expanded digital cable package.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's probably a little bit more easily accessible than BBC America. And it's the first time Doctor Who's having that sort of visibility on a station geared towards sort of older kids.
Well, essentially, it's geared pretty much only to children. Like, I could care less about what's on that channel.
Gravity Falls.
Okay, I don't even know what that is.
But Disney XD is sort of the boys' Disney. Scared to boys and older children.
It's not boys. It's just geared to older kids.
More than Disney is or Disney Junior. And it's sort of like the teen Disney.
Yeah.
And so it's for the first time Doctor Who's being really easily accessible. I mean, you can get it on demand now.
Right.
Which BBC America, for what I know, doesn't have an on-demand service, so...
Yeah, they do.
I don't. It does... my cable company doesn't have an on-demand.
Yeah, mine does.
Yours may. and others may. But for the first time ever, you have an easily accessible for people who maybe don't have Netflix or Hulu or any of the numerous other formats. It's
on. And if you don't, what rock are you living under?
Yeah, so lots of... But it may also be the first time we could probably watch it without mom and dad thinking maybe it's not okay.
Exactly.
So it's opening the door. But I digress. We were talking about the Lego sets. So from what I've seen, it's going to be Tenet and Four and Rose and then the TARDIS. And then later they're going to do an expanded TARDIS console. Set.
Okay.
with Capaldi, as I understand. This is just the console set's just rumor.
I would imagine they'd do Capaldi before they did Tenet, though, even though he's going to be in the Disney.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well,
they're releasing Tenet and another Capaldi in another way, and just opening up the segue, Doctor Who's going to be in a Lego game.
Yeah. But not an exclusive Doctor Who Lego game.
No, not yet. But someone on YouTube, which I'll find the video and I'll link it, they created a mock-up of what a Lego Doctor Who game might look like. And it looks...
like something I need in my life.
It looks pretty legit. And I'm kind of hoping Traveler Tales maybe picks up on it. But Traveler's Tales announced Lego Dimensions, which is Skylanders... real life toy to game.
Yeah. Which Skylanders and really the
Disney Infinity. Kinda lame.
Stupid. Yeah.
Kinda lame. But this one's gonna be probably, it seems like it may
make me wanna buy the console.
Well, it's gonna be on current gen. I mean last gen too.
Yeah, but you need the machine in order to.
You need the machine, which is the downside. But we'll get to that in a minute. Lego Dimensions is a Lego building set, but also a Life 2 game toy set.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to build the portal, you have to build the characters, and. Each vehicle has three different configurations, and they announced the first sets, and the first run for the first series of it is going to be, you can buy a Wizard of Oz set.
That's ridiculous.
You can buy a Back to the Future set, you can buy Scooby-Doo, Portal, and... Doctor Who, and it's going to be, and it's Doctor Who with the TARDIS play piece, you're going to be able to access a special Doctor Who dimension.
Which is pretty cool. I'll give them that.
So it'll actually sort of be a test run for a Doctor Who video game through Lego. But it's going to be released with the TARDIS K9 and Capaldi's Doctor. But the one problem with it is the price point.
Yeah.
All starter sets, even for last gen, it's 360, Xbox One, PS3, Wii U, PS4, all across the board, is $100.
Which is stupid.
$100. Which Lego sets are run expensive because they have a lot of pieces to them.
And that's fine. And games nowadays are not super cheap.
I mean, the new Rock Band and the new Guitar Hero are going to be $100 each, but they come with guitars.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And it's all in one piece. I don't have to build it myself.
Yeah. But you have to build this yourself, and it's going to be $100 across the board, which is kind of a little bit of a turnoff since most other Toy to Life games are about $75 for the starter set, and the starter set doesn't even come with Doctor Who.
Right.
It comes with Wild Style.
And I can't imagine what Lego is thinking by putting it at that price point, like at all.
It's cheaper though in the UK. That's the
usually it's the other way around.
Last gen is going to be for UK listeners, which I don't know if there are any. It's going to be £99 for next gen, current gen rather.
No, that's actually more expensive.
Yeah, but £84 for last gen.
Still, that's more expensive than what we have it.
That's what we have it, but in comparison.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cheaper for them to get last gen, which I still have my 360, so if it had been cheaper... probably would have gotten it for 360 Yeah. I would get it for $360. Instead, I put $25 down at GameStop for it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, for the Xbox One version.
Oh, my God.
Well, you had to that point where you have to, you can't just put $5 down. You have to put 25.
Yeah, you had to put, yeah.
A substantial amount. But, and then we have to wait because the Doctor Who set's not going to be out right away. So you may want to even wait till the holiday season to pick up Lego Dimensions.
Because I would wait until next year to buy Lego Dimensions.
Once the Doctor Who set comes out. But then the Doctor Who sets, see, the separate sets cost about $30 each. So in the end...
Have I mentioned how stupid this is?
In the end, in order to play a Doctor Who Lego game right now, you have to pay
at least $130.
If not $140 plus tax.
Well, if you live in Delaware, you don't have to worry about that.
But if you live in Iowa, you do.
See, that's what I don't understand. Like, same thing with Skylanders, same thing with the Disney Infinity or whatever.
Which I used to work in a game store, and I know how much money parents
are stupid enough to
pour into these Game to Life, Life to Game toy thingamajigs, which it's cool technology. And I took apart a Skylander.
Shut up right now.
Just to see what it looks like. And there is some substantial technology in the base. But
not substantial enough for me to pay $100 and some odd for it.
No, but enough to pay $60 because it's cheaper it's cheaper to buy the stuff separate. So I'm sort of hoping for Lego Dimensions to come out separate, but then you may not get all the pieces. That's the problem. If you don't have it complete. Oh,
that's true. If you don't have one set to build with, you're going to be SOL.
Well, the problem is if you're missing something.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, which is another
chance. One of their biggest flaws, because how many times?
You lost a Lego piece?
Exactly.
And it's really geared towards, I could see kids having fun with it, but you gotta be responsible.
For instance, when you buy the Millennium Falcon, their building set or whatever, you don't see kids buying that shit. You see adults buying that shit. It's because it's a shit ton of pieces.
Yeah, you don't see kids buying. Like, I bought a character builder TARDIS. I got a character builder TARDIS console for Christmas.
Okay.
Which is one of the old Doctor Who Lego Mega Block things.
Yeah.
And I have never, I looked it up then. I never saw one kid who purchased that thing on the internet.
And you won't, because
there were just grown ass men.
Yeah. Building. The other things that are happening in the Lego ones is essentially what's happening in the Disney Infinity is that you can get the characters that you don't usually see in video games on it. However, the Lego one is no.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
Because you're getting Scooby-Doo. Wizard of Oz.
Scooby-Doo game. Wizard of Oz, man. Who's like, oh, you know what? I always wish I could play Wizard of Oz.
Back to the Future.
And Back to the Future together on one
with the Doctor.
With the Doctor going on. Dorothy and Gale.
And GLaDOS.
Dorothy always wanted to go on adventures with the Doctor.
And GLaDOS.
Oh my God.
So, it's a really niche market, but it's cool. And until we get Traveler's Tales to actually make a Doctor Who game, it's going to be all we got.
Although I think it's quickly approaching. Like, I want a Lego Doctor Who game more than anything, because I played a ton of Lego games.
And that seems to, likewise. They're my favorite.
Yeah, Lego Marvel. I bought all the add-ons to that thing. Like, I played that for hours.
I played it on Xbox One, and then it glitched out, and then I stopped playing it. But
I played on PC.
See, I don't have a PC that runs stuff right. Can barely run Skyrim. But, like, the Matt Smith Doctor Who games, well, nice. We're not that great. And no. it was nice that they had Matt do, like, motion capture and voice acting. And.
Oh, yeah. You mean for the one that was across all platforms?
The Eternity Clock, yes. Yeah. It wasn't across all platforms, just PlayStation and Steam.
Oh, was it? I thought it was more than that. But then, see, they
and
also...
And then you have the Lego Minecraft.
Yeah. But then there's also the BBC were putting out free video games.
Which are not free in America, but you can purchase them on Steam, and they go on sale at the beginning of every season, pretty much.
Yeah. And they were pretty good, like, for being...
Yeah, I purchased them at the beginning of last season because I really wanted to play the Gunpowder plot, which they're really good and they're educational. There's fact cards and, I mean, the Gunpowder plot especially.
Yeah, and I think...
It's all those Guy Fawkes, so...
Yeah, but I love that crap. Like, send the Doctor somewhere where he can show kids about history and science more so than this...
And teachers used it as educational
England. Oh yeah.
So I think I'd love to see Peter Capaldi do a motion capture game though.
Yeah.
Like so Matt Smith did. I would
old
like
spaghetti arms. So I'm gonna call him now. But yeah, no, that it would be it just it could be there is so much potential in that. Especially with that particular doctor.
Yes, there really is. Don't be a lasagna. Yeah. I mean, and then there was the horrible released in the UK only Wii title too.
Which one? The Eternity Clock one?
No.
Was there another one?
There was another one. There were there was a DS game.
Was that
and a Wii game?
That was only in England.
That was only in England.
Because I will hunt that shit down.
The DS game is, you can play it, if you buy a DS Lite in America, listen up, listeners, if you buy a DS Lite or original DS in America, those don't hold region locks, so you can import the DS Doctor Who game. The Wii's a little bit more complicated because there are region locks, but Evacuation Earth, I believe, and then there's something about Daleks?
Yeah, wasn't that? That was one of the free games, though, that BBC offered, wasn't it? Weren't they?
No, I'm going to look it up now. But
and then there was also...
The Top Trumps game.
Yeah, the older Doctor Who one that showed a crap ton of the Doctors. That was actually really good. And they never did anything with it.
Legacy?
No, it was called something else. You know what else I wouldn't mind? If Telltale did another Doctor Who game, but didn't fuck it up this time.
Telltale did the Doctor Who game?
That's who did the Eternity Clock, I believe.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
It was the same people who did the other Doctor Who games that are awful. And it's Return to Earth. That's the Wii one.
I'm pretty sure Telltale did a Doctor Who game, though. Not in the style that we're used to now, but like in like a really crappy...
Destiny of the Doctors is the one you're thinking of, by the
way. Yes.
No, Supermassive Games. They have a tie-in with BBC. They also do the BBC...
I imagined the Telltale game, but yeah.
It seems a bit like a Telltale game, but it's too action-y.
Right.
Not enough choices.
But wouldn't that be fun? Like, I fracking love that.
Yeah, I think we all would. But there's, I mean, they did a lot of more video games with Matt Smith.
Oh, yeah. Doctor. Oh, absolutely. I think only Matt Smith, except for the other one.
The Top Trumps one.
Yeah.
Which was released in 2008 in the UK, only on DS. Again, you can import it. And PS2, which you can't, but who cares? And then, of course, there's older Doctor Who games. There's one released in 1997, Destiny of the Doctors.
Yes. Which showed all the Doctors.
And that's the one you're thinking of.
Yeah.
And then Doctor Who and the Minds of Terror, which was released in 1985. Yeah, for the Commodore 64.
Ooh.
And it looks god-awful, and it has Colin Baker's Doctor.
I don't know what you're talking about. That sounds like a winner. That sounds like something I need to find and
it
play.
Looks really bad. So bad. But, yeah. I think this could be the start of something really cool, video game-wise, which is about the only place that Doctor Who hasn't really
made a splash.
Made a huge leap, but it is set up to very easily.
Like if they had a Doctor game where, not necessarily that you picture in Doctor, maybe you saw all the Doctors, but you made your own companion, and you would go on adventures with him.
Oh, by the way,
yeah,
the Top Trumps game was released on Wii, Microsoft Windows, and Java.
Oh, Java.
And it was produced by the guy. It was published by the guys who did Tomb Raider. So
what?
Idios, yeah.
See, and I am a huge Tomb Raider person, so I would only imagine
this is nothing gonna be. This is based on the Top Trumps card game.
I don't see how that could be bad, Riley. All right, I don't see.
Okay. but. And then also on other things you can import, by the way, other Doctor Who video gamey things. If you're ever interested, on Amazon you can buy a Sonic Screwdriver Wiimote.
I know.
To go with.
It's for 11 screwdriver.
It's, well, 11's is also 12's. They're the same.
That's well, no, that's not true.
And shut up. There's nothing different about those screwdrivers. Shut up.
One has a button, Riley, and one doesn't.
They both have a
button. One has a green crystal for some reason.
Because they had to make it just enough different so you'd have to buy another screwdriver.
Have you bought it yet, the 12?
No, I don't. It's the exact same screwdriver.
Well, that's... It really is. And then I'm like, well, maybe it has, like, spring, actually. Like, if you flick it out, you know what I mean? Like, it would pop out. But no. No, it doesn't. You still have to push it up. And then...
Did you buy it?
I'm not answering that question. And then out the bottom...
So you have two 11 screwdrivers. Awesome.
I have one 11 screwdriver. Well, no, I have a 12 screwdriver, okay? And I have a 10 screwdriver, I have a Riversong screwdriver, and a 4 screwdriver. Which, the best one out of all of them is the Riversong screwdriver.
Oh god, I love my Riversong screwdriver.
It's literally the best. Like, I...
It really is.
I well, wish...
You got the little, brain activity thingy.
Yeah, it's just literally the best core. Screwdriver. And then I have, like, the make-your-own... I have those packages...
I thought about buying one of those, but then it was like $50, and I'm like, I don't like Doctor Who that much.
I got mine on sale, like Think Geek or something. It was like $10. It's not bad. Just keep an eye out for it. But I got that one, and then it comes with. There's another one you can buy, so it's like all together you can make 4 different ones or whatever. Yeah. And that one was pretty good. That was pretty cool.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, but there's so. 11 screwdriver, you can bring it in, import it through Amazon, and then also you can buy DS cases with Amy on it and DS cases with Matt Smith on them from 2010 when they first came out. And then you can also buy mini Sonic screwdriver styluses for your DS.
Oh my shit. But wait a minute, can I buy a 4 and Sarah Jane cover?
As my girlfriend.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Maybe Arrow's priorities.
One. Yeah, damn right. For my old SDS that I need to update.
No, you don't, because you can import stuff.
Well, on DS Lite and whatnot, you can, but like the old DSs, you can play your Game Boy Advance and your Game Boy games.
No, on DS Lite, you can too.
Can you?
Yeah, you just can't play, you can only play Game Boy Advance though.
That's what I'm saying. See, I can play my other Game Boy stuff on there. But I have my old Game Boy, so it's not really that big of a deal.
You can't play the old Game Boys. Okay, we're not going to have this argument on the podcast.
I can play them
online.
I
worked in a video game store.
And good for you.
Know.
I can play them online. I do all the time.
So.
What else? What else did we not cover?
What else did we not cover? Is Jenna Coleman actually leaving this season?
Yes.
No. $10 says she.
In a ball of fire. Hopefully.
$10. I really like Clara, so shut up. But $10 says that she'll plan to leave and then decide not to.
See, the thing, here's the thing, though.
Because right? She's done that twice. Let's talk about how she's done that twice. Why not make it a third time?
The thing is, I don't mind the character. I just feel like they need something new. Like,
I really wanted Danny and her to travel together.
Exactly! I would have loved for that to be a thing. However, it wasn't. And it won't be because they decided to kill him off unless they want to bring him back in one of the other universes.
Well, they're bringing back Osgood, so.
Yeah, so it's possible.
I think otherwise. Oh yeah, that bitch from Game of Thrones.
Which one? Oh, Maisie. What's her face?
Yeah.
Yeah, her name's Maisie something. Yeah, I'm curious as to what she's gonna be.
From what it seems like, she's gonna be a thief from the behind the scenes photos I've seen.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Down with medieval thief. It.
Medieval thievery, yes.
It's one of the many. There's going to be lots of two-parters this season. There's just because I think we're going to cry, and then all the episodes hint at Clara dying in the episode.
Yes.
So they're like the woman who died.
It's going to be
woman
like
who lived.
Every time Clara dies, take a drink. And then.
An angel gets its wings.
We'll be dead in 2 minutes because we have alcohol poisoning.
But like all of the titles, a good chunk of the titles are like, one of the two-parters is the woman who died and the woman who lived.
Oh my shit. It's gonna be one of those seasons, huh, Moffat?
And I like the Magician's the Prestes and the Witch is Familiar are the season openers.
You know what I wish they'd cover?
What?
The Salem Witch Trials.
I don't know. What I wish they cover is the fact that Capaldi looks like a hobo magician.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's the sexiest doctor we've had yet, next to Tom Baker.
He needs to get his hair cut. There's too much floof.
Nah. There's no such thing.
And I guess the last thing we need to cover is the fact that the Big Daddies from Bioshock.
Oh, yeah!
Are now in Dr.
I'm sure gamers don't use. Well, maybe they do, but if you're not a gamer and you don't know who the hell Big Daddy is, just go and Google it because.
Don't go Google it. Just like that. Put in Bioshock because otherwise.
No, I want you to Google Big Daddy because obviously good things are going to come up when you do that.
No, you should probably Google Big Daddy.
Bioshock Big Daddy. But yeah, he like. You got to play that game and you'll have even more appreciation for it. But I. In my head, I'm putting them together.
And I obviously. The doctor's gonna go underwater to rapture.
Obviously. I would love that so much, and I feel like writing a bajillion fix for it. But I don't know if I'd have 12 do it.
Does.
I think I might have somebody else do it. 13. But
13 played by Chris Addison.
I was gonna say 9.
But... No, Chris Addison. Chris Addison is Dr. 13.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Joanna Lumley is Dr. 13.
No.
Yep.
Chris Addison.
No.
Nope. Everyone, start your petitions. Chris Addison. Chris Addison for doctor. Come on, Ollie Reader, come on.
Yeah. But, I mean, if there hasn't been a fic for it yet, there needs to be.
Oh, I'm sure there's been a fic for it. There's been a fic.
There's fics for everything.
Says the woman who wrote a smut fic for The West Wing involving Elmo.
Oh my god, you remember that? It was okay.
Rule 34.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. It wasn't a serious fic, okay? There was a real love between CJ and Elmo and Big Bird, okay?
Which it means nothing to people who've never seen The West Wing.
But... it was like the time it jumped the shark. Now all I need is Sesame Street to be on Doctor Who, and then we'll be fine.
Bring in CJ, then a former.
CJ and her Big Bird-esque abilities.
I never even read it, so, and I never want to.
No, you don't. Not ever.
But speaking of Rule 34, on a lighter note, John Barrowman at a recent convention with Torchwood cast mates showed them Rule 34.
If you guys don't know what Rule 34 stuff. Is, which
if it exists, there's porn of it, and mm-hmm. he showed Titty Kaka.
That's her name. All right, I'm not.
And Eve Miles.
I can't believe you didn't even know that was her.
Titty Kaka?
Yeah, that was Titty Kaka.
No, I thought you were talking about the Asian.
I was. I didn't know you didn't think that was. You didn't know that was her.
That was. I don't know. I knew it was Tosh.
Yeah.
Tosh.
Yes.
Chico.
But
I never watched
Titty Kaka.
But
she used to be on Absolutely Fabulous. She was Safi's BFF, and for some reason Eddie always called her Titty Kaka.
Oh my god, I never made that connection.
Yes,
that's why you call her Titty Kaka. Okay,
just randomly fucking call her Titty Kaka. I mean, it's also a beautiful lake, but that's why. So
I thought you just randomly called her Titty Kaka because you couldn't remember her name and you're like, Tosh Titty Kaka.
Well, no, I also can't remember her name, but that's Titty Kaka.
It's like Noku?
Titty Kaka. So, yeah.
But their faces, like the faces, like Eve Miles lifts up John Barman's phone and just, she looks like Patrick with his shock face, his jaw dropped, holding up the phone, and all you see is her face poorly photoshopped onto a naked female body with a big dick.
It happens, you know? Which, if you saw yourself on Rule 34 in that exact pose,
well,
you'd probably make the same face.
My dream is for us to get that famous.
Obviously we will. By next week. And we just
and like, comment, and subscribe.
Comment, subscribe. Make sure to draw porn of us. We like that. We're not together or anything, but it's funny.
Draw me like one of your French girls.
Exactly.
I would like to be drawn like Jarl.
Yep.
Baldgruf.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, because I'm a pretty princess.
I only ever want to be drawn as Mary McDonnell. I don't care.
So you don't want to be drawn as you. You just you would like a drawing of Mary McDonald.
Well, obviously, with unicorn hair and a nice face.
So if anyone does that,
I don't want to look like myself.
If anyone draws porn of other people.
I mean, I don't want to imagine her doing that, but I will imagine myself as her doing that.
But what if she draws a picture of you?
She probably does all the time. She has a massive crush on me, so.
But one rule, we do not want to see Carol Ann Ford.
Yes, we do. The Riley especially wants to see her.
No, have you looked at the Rule 34 page? I feel like we've done this before for Doctor Who.
Riley wants only Carol Ann Ford. And Zygons.
Like, please, please, please like, comment, and subscribe.
Zygons with big and only thick. Rule 34 with Carol Ann Ford. So.
Okay.
All right. So I think that's it from us, because Lord knows we have gone off the rails forever.
We'll probably be back in July after Comic-Con.
Is that in July already? Which one?
Which San Comic-Con? Diego.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Where Peter Capaldi will be making his debut appearance.
Oh, damn.
With, of course, Jenna Coleman, Michelle Gomez, and Stephen Moffat. And they'll have a huge panel. And we'll probably have definitely a lot more to discuss.
If we don't, quick question. If we can't find Moffat, like if he doesn't show up to the panel, just don't mention my name.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I just want to clear that up.
Okay.
All right. So, bye.